We're recording. Go ahead and
Okay, here we go.
all right.
No one plays to me.
This is What Jail's Like, coming to you live from a car.
From my mom's car.
From Eric's mom's car that she's been kind enough to let us borrow. And What Jail's Like is going on the road this week. We're doing this on tape so that they don't know until it's far too late. But that's the sound of Eric pulling out of the driveway.
And coughing.
And the cat goes scattering. And here we go, out of the driveway.
That was a pedestrian we almost killed.
Ooh. Yes, and here comes the curb.
That's the sound it makes when you drop a little tiny Pontiac off of a curb. That couldn't have been good. Couldn't have been good at all.
So thank you very much for tuning in. Everything that you hear is live verite from... wherever we are, in a variety of locations across the Champaign-Urbana and beyond area.
Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun!
Dun! This is odd.
It is kind of weird. It is definitely kind of weird. Thank you very much to WEF for loaning us the equipment to do this. It's, it's a very nice little scratched-up tape recorder. It's got a lot of native charm to it.
Yes, native. I would definitely say Native Charm.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of that Martha Stewart collection.
Mm-hmm. Native Charm, the sequel to Richard Wright's Native Son, somewhat less explosive. Okay, we're driving down a real Champaign-Urbana street. A real Champaign-Urbana teenager was staring at us and nodded us.
He just gave us the nod.
Yes.
Well, you know, the head bob.
Recognizing us as an example of the youth in which he is also taking part.
Right.
And we're coming up to an intersection now. So I think we're heading for the highway, is that the idea?
I believe we're heading for the highway.
Okay.
We're going to get out on the highway.
We're going out on the open road.
Because, you know, life is a highway. And, you know, I want to ride it all night long. I want to ride it hard and put it away wet. That's what I want to do, to the highway.
Sounds like a decent way to spend an afternoon.
And by the transitive property of mathematics, therefore life.
So we're going out on the highway to find the American Dream. We've spent about a year and a half in the studio, and the American Dream has not showed up to us.
No, so we're going out looking for it.
Yeah, although I suspect that the American Dream is effectively nothing more than, you know, girls bringing us milkshakes, or at least, you know, whatever it is, it's not as good as girls bringing us milkshakes. And we've achieved that, but we're going to try to find now the American Dream out on the highway, and hopefully mercilessly ridicule it.
Right. You know, I've just had a feeling, a reaction here. We're audio taping this. I got this really bad feeling that we're gonna get into a hellish car accident, possibly even die.
Yeah.
This may well be the last broadcast.
This very well could be the last
a
broadcast.
A Blair Witchian, if you will, last testament to, but in a you know, in a comedic sense, as opposed to like, you know, a horror thing going on.
Well, this thing is really solid metal, so once they pry this thing out of my abdomen, this tape recorder, they'll have a great couple minutes, assuming, you know, that you can actually give us some time before the accident. That would be good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not purposely going to get us in an accident.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to die.
Well, I'd just like to get out of the introduction first, is all that I'm
yeah.
saying, you know?
Probably be the best thing to do.
Let's reach some sort of epiphany.
Yeah. That's a good word.
Oh, thanks.
Epiphany. Epiphany.
Epiphany. All right, so we're going to be approaching the highway. We'll be back with you in a moment. Okay, we're on the highway now.
We are rolling!
How do you feel the highway's been going so far, Eric?
You know, I think it's lost something.
Think it's lost something?
Lost a step. Doesn't have the killer crossover that it used to have, if you will.
Doesn't have that cute little ribbon in its hair that it used to.
No, not at all.
No.
But it's alright.
Yeah?
It's alright. It's making me feel, you know, mildly alive.
We are past the origin of the Kaskaskia River.
Yes, we've just passed the origin. We are heading...
Which I think was Avengers Annual 3.
Yes, more comic book humor!
Yes, even on the road.
So, we're heading west.
Uh-huh. We're behind a truck. There's a truck nearby, at least. We're behind it.
I'll speed up to 90 miles an hour and see if we can catch it.
Okay. Truck going 90 miles an hour, not so good. Truck should not be going 90 miles an hour.
Little tiny Pontiac Sunfire going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, no problem with that.
No, no problem at all.
And we have sighting of a sign for our destination, exit 174. We're going to keep you in suspense a little while.
I'm just going to say that we're going a mile north of Muhammad. That's all I'm going to say.
To the middle of nowhere, I think?
Yes, it's the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to the show and studying your tapes.
Yeah.
This is kind of like an X, this is like a, the What Jail Is Like equivalent of like an X-Files thing, you know? But I mean files with a PH.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass along on behalf of the Brandt truck line that over 80% is delivered before 10:30 a.m. the next day. Just so you know, that's something they want you to know, that they passed along to us.
Right. And there's the Lake of the Woods Church.
Right. Are you sure we didn't just pass our...
No.
Okay.
Next exit.
Right.
I know where we're going.
I understand.
I scoped this baby out.
I understand perfectly. The American Highway. Typically, you would expect to see dreams littered along the side of it. Not really a whole lot, though, in general, littered along the side of this highway.
No, they're getting pretty good repair.
Yeah.
Keeping it up pretty well.
Definitely. They've got those people hired with the poles that have the sharp thing at the end, and they pick up dreams, and they just, you know, put them in the truck and just cart them off, mm-hmm. so we don't have to worry about that.
That's a good way for people to make a little money while they're incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. Driving past some real estate that's got development signs on it, so within 10 years or so, these will probably be thriving subdivisions. We're being asked by these signs to believe that Fox ever run here. That, you know, foxes come here, run, and then just take off. I find the suggestion ludicrous, but subdivision signs would have us believe it.
Right. It's going to be a suburb of Champaign-Urbana.
Someday. If only we could get food, gas, and or lodging. But, you know, where? I don't know.
Possibly here. Exit 172.
Exit 172, you
said. Illinois Route 47.
Route 47.
Heading north.
Passing a lot of campers.
Yes.
And we are now passing the one hill in the entirety of the Midwest. We're going down this hill.
It's kind of almost picturesque.
It's almost picturesque.
If it weren't for the Hen House restaurant sign.
We have our first roadkill sighting.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
I think it may have been a raccoon at one point.
Yeah, I'm guessing possum. I'm not sure, though. Whatever it is, it looks like that small animal was about to achieve something grand before it was smushed.
And that is the medical term.
Yeah, smushed.
Oh.
Let's get a doctor in here, stat! We got a smushing! Okay, we're pulling off the highway now. And we're seeing a lot of nothing.
We're gonna send them to Cedar Sinai. They have a radical unsmushing project.
Air bellows. Kind of, it's a bicycle pump sort of thing that works out really rather nicely.
Now, I'm really afraid if we miss our destination, because we're going to have to go about 18 miles before we can turn around.
Oh, yikes.
I'm looking.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Truck marked Discovery. So they're trucking Discovery in to the East Central Illinois area, because Discovery was not being made in significant numbers by the residents of the area.
Yep. All right.
Okay, we have sighting?
I believe we do.
Okay, entrance museum and garden.
Don't give it away yet.
Okay, I'm not giving it away. Saying it's a museum that we're on our way to with this tape recorder.
Wow, we're in a forest preserve.
Yes.
Mark and I could go make out now.
Yes, we can. Smoke pot. It'll be a good time. Mom will never know. And 10 to 5
Is this it? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yes, it is.
It's on the big letters.
We have either there are two other visitors here, or those are the employees. We're not sure. Either way, the joint's hopping tonight.
And okay, we're here.
We're gonna
get out. Don't forget to lock it.
I will lock it.
My mom would get really mad if a car got stolen.
I know how these savages work. Getting out of the car right now.
Now we're gonna try the outdoor recording quality.
Radio Verite. Okay, we are. Through the looking glass, so to speak.
Does it cost anything to get in here?
No, as far as I know, it doesn't.
Because I don't have any money.
Okay, neither do I, nor am I willing to pay for this. Do you want to let them know what we are standing in front of?
Well, currently we are now standing right in front of the
dun,
the Early American dun. Museum.
Well, I'm not going to finish the crescendo in time, so we'll just skip that.
Okay. So we're about to go in, but let's take a quick look here.
Okay, take a quick look.
When the museum is closed, all deliveries should be made to the museum annex south of the museum entrance.
Yeah, for those of you who are aspiring to make deliveries to the Early American Museum, the number 3 job goal in Illinois.
Please, no pets and no smoking. Oh, here we go. Did you know that the Early American Museum is administered by the Champaign County Forest Preserve District? I did not know that.
That really contradicts a lot of my previous impressions about the Early American Museum.
I thought it was a mob front, personally. That the Early American Museum is accredited by the American Association of Museums.
So basically, you know, you're not getting a crap museum.
No, they're...
This is a real thing. They don't, you know, it's not just like some guy's bunch of stuff, you know.
That the Early American Museum is keeping something special for the future, your history. Well, if there's an exhibit about me in here, I'm going to be a little miffed.
Yeah, such as the, you know, the Kleenex that you throw away after your nose is bleeding when you snort Coke. They've got that period of your life all sussed out. It's a very nice display.
That you can become involved in this effort in many different ways, as a member, as a volunteer, and as a contributor?
Well, kind of logically, you know, if they're preserving your history, you are involved in the effort by the sheer act of making history.
It looks like they have also as an exhibit crossed out here, so they don't offer that service anymore. You can't actually stand inside and have people look at you.
Is there a fee crossed out?
No, there's no fee crossed out. There's fees over here. All right, let's just try to go inside.
Okay, we're going to have to shut off for a moment while we get permission to record in here. The please no pets, no smoking sign is worrying me because Eric is officially registered as a pet for tax reasons, unfortunately. So I'm going to have to smuggle him in here and hide his tail. We'll be back with you in a moment.